Badger Cast number 8.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland. Welcome to Badger Cast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show.
Welcome to Badger Cast. Your slice of Wisconsin life. And I'm Dale, and...
Oh, I could have said, and I'm Julie.
Okay.
I just did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Long time no talk.
Well, about 3 weeks.
Well, a little better than last time. That was about a month. So, hi to our returning guests. And hi to anybody who's new out there. We'd like to hear from you.
Yes, and you can always call us on the hotline, or not so hot.
let me see. 3 weeks. Can I remember? 206-202-2008?
Yes, and...
Wow.
I actually put the new greeting that we recorded a bunch of time ago.
New greeting? Do I remember doing this?
Yeah, we did it after, I think, the last show or the show before, and I just never put it on.
I'll have to actually listen.
Yeah, you'll have to call your own comment line.
Okay.
Somebody else should have the job to call the comment line to keep it active. Barely.
How did you know I was going to say that?
Well, as we're recording, in case you hear some extraneous noise...
We apologize in advance because the kids are watching the football game.
Yes, the Jets-Chargers game.
Yeah.
And that can go right into my football segment.
Well, why don't you just do that?
All right. Well, once again, I'm a part of the Extra Points podcast, Celebrity Podcaster Fantasy Football League.
For
the
Celebrity Podcaster?
Well, I guess, if you can call us that.
I can count a couple of them as celebrities, but all of you?
All right, maybe not me,
so
but
much.
Anyway, the Kenosha Killers.
Which would be your team?
Yes, are 2-0 currently. And because it's Monday night and I have... LaDainian Tomlinson, and it's the Jets playing San Diego. I don't know if I'm winning or losing yet. When I went into the game today, I was down about 20 fantasy points, but I'm hoping LT can to get me to yet a 3-0 record. But I'm not.
Somebody else I know says blah blah blah.
So if you're following the Celebrity Podcaster Fantasy Football League, you can check it out. Go to extra-points.com, and from there you can find a link to the Flea Flicker Fantasy Football site.
Mm. Well, since we started with you, why don't you just continue on with what's going on with you?
Oh, what's going on with me?
You're recovering.
Well, first of all, I have to recover from something, so we got to talk about that.
I thought we talked about that last show.
We were talking about going under the knife, but we didn't talk about being under the knife.
Well, being under the knife was you being asleep.
Yeah.
You don't know anything.
All right. Well, anyway, for those who haven't heard or didn't know, over the summer I developed what's known as an umbilical hernia. Is that what it is?
Or ventral hernia.
Okay, whatever those medically termed are.
Well, you know, we have to be medically correct for those that want it.
Anyway, so I had this thing popping out of my stomach.
Out of your belly button. Which was an innie and was an outie for a short while.
Yeah. So anyway, I had had that issue pretty much all summer, and we finally got it repaired.
Fixed it.
And now I have an innie again.
Again.
So.
Actually, it's more of an innie than it was before.
Yeah. So anyway, I went under the knife on the 3rd, right after Labor Day. and got that taken care of, and taking it really easy now.
Yes, you are. You're still under a weight restriction till middle of October, I believe. Yeah, that's encountered a few problems around the household here.
Anybody want to cut my grass?
Not me. I might have to do it, though.
So, otherwise, I've been able to get by with the housework without too much problems.
Yeah, it's called, hey, Josh, hey, Ben, you got to do some lifting for Dad.
And let's see what else is going on.
They've been pretty good about that. Job search.
Yes, I'm gainfully employed for at least a little while longer, and I'm in the hunt for a new job. And it's quite a bit different than 13 years ago when I was hunting for my current position. First of all, everything now, and this is probably obvious for the people who've had to look for jobs in the past, you know, 5 or so years. Everything now is on the internet. So it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, as long as you have access to the internet, you can, and Monster and Career Builder, you can apply for jobs.
You know, I wouldn't know about this because, you know, I apply for
jobs. You haven't done this in about the same amount of time.
In like 12 years, but even then it was you walk into a hospital, you walk into the employment office, you fill out a job application, they call you the next day, and I had a job.
Well,
pretty much.
I bet you won't be able to do that in the future.
Well, even online, I'm thinking, medical, nursing.
No. That's a key point, though. If you were, you have to do it online now.
I don't have a problem with doing it online, but I'm saying that it's still easier, at least for a nurse, that I can just go put in an application online. They will call me the next day, maybe the day after. And given what I do, working in an emergency room,
yeah, you get a pretty high
with the
career.
Education and credentials I have behind me, I probably pretty much guaranteed a job most anywhere I went. And so to me, it's very different because I'm in my profession is very much in demand.
Right. Me?
So not so much. Or at least with not the
economy as it is right now.
Not even the economy. It's what you've been doing is not mainstream anymore. You have to refocus.
It was at one point, but we won't go there.
Okay. What else has been going on?
Well, let's see. We had a daughter who had a birthday.
Yes, the baby. She turned 9 yesterday. I'm feeling old.
Yeah. Oh, just another.
I'm feeling really old because we have somebody turning into the teen years in,
6 months maybe.
Yeah. I'm not ready for the teen years. Otherwise, we surprised her with a pink metallic Nintendo DS.
So now there will be no arguing.
Fights. No arguing. Everybody has their own.
Well, except for us.
Yeah, but well, I got the computer.
We'll borrow their DS.
Nah.
Let's see what else. We went to... We talked a little bit about Labor Day the last time.
Yes, we did. We started school. Yay! But then now we have band lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Mom needs earplugs someday.
There you go.
Or days.
Well, no, just put in your earbuds and turn up the podcast.
The problem with that is, and I have to talk really quickly here because there's listening ears, is one's very good at what he does, and the other one needs a lot of practice.
Yeah, well, it's harder. It's harder to...
I know. But I actually heard Crystal from the Life of Spa Guy's Wife talking about something, and I kind of want to check it out. Her son is also playing the trombone. But it must be a newfangled trombone because he must have something on it where he can plug in his own your headphones or something, and she doesn't hear them. So I really got to ask her what that's all about.
Maybe it's something that goes in the bell.
Either in the bell, or is it hooked up to some sort of something else where he just, I don't know. It sounds really interesting that he can put it on and nobody else will hear.
It's got to go in the bell because the bell is where the sound comes out.
Well, Crystal, if you're listening, give us the details. Give us a call. I'd love to hear about it.
202-206-20... Ah, crap, I did it.
206-202-2008.
All right. So, let's see. Next week, I'll let you talk about our next adventure.
There's multiples. Which one are we thinking of?
This weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think that's it for me for now.
Yeah, for me, let me see. Kids going back to school. Work is kind of picking up. We have a lot of new things going on at work. We have a lot of new people at work. We have two new grads. And I was informed this weekend when I was at work that one passed her boards, one did not pass her boards.
Not so good.
Not for her. I am not precepting the one who did not pass her boards, but I am precepting the other one. And D, as I will call her, is doing a phenomenal job. She actually has her act together. I am not a proponent of new grads being in an emergency room or an intensive care setting, but she's actually doing quite well. So I'm very biased. I'm one of the few in my department that holds that stance.
Opinion.
Stance.
All right, let's...
Yeah, anyway.
Get on and pass controversy.
So, let's see. Oh, and now because it's fall, I am going to be teaching more. So we have PALS or Pediatric Life Support coming up. I have 4 classes I got to teach in October. And currently, I spent the day on day shift today because I had to go to class for TNCC or the Trauma Nurse Corps curriculum. Really glad this is only every 4 years. So I've done that, and I actually learned something new. So if you're in a motorcycle accident and you have a helmet on, I now know the appropriate way to take it off. And we'll have to pause a second here because Dale is being distracted by number 2 son with something about football. Okay, back to you, Dale.
Okay. I don't have anything else.
You don't have anything else? Well, then that brings us to our shared upcoming event. We are going to a wedding.
Yay!
Yeah. With no children. Yay. Courtesy of a neighbor who's in the area, she is going to take the kids Friday night and have them Friday night all day Saturday into Saturday night, and we don't have to pick them up till Sunday morning. Mom and Dad get to party.
Yay!
In the little black dress I bought.
And high heels that you bought?
Oh, yeah, those high heels are very, very nice.
And you can check those out on where? You have them on Twitter, right?
Well, there was a Twitter pic for the people that supported me in my decision to buy a new pair of shoes, in which you lost said argument.
I think it'll be the show art.
What, the little black dress or the shoes?
The shoes.
The shoes? Okay. So that's pretty much all that's going on. I'm back to the normal swing of things. School, classes, work. And
working out yet?
Yes and no. I do. That is an update with me. My back is feeling much better, so I am back up to walking. And now we need to work on not injuring my back anymore, which means I just went out and bought a fitness ball and a couple hand weights. And we are going to change up the routine a little bit and see what we can do to strengthen up that what do they call it? The core, your abdominal and pelvic musculature, so that you can prevent a back injury like I had.
Okay, sounds great. Hey, let's take a break.
With what?
With a song from the PodSafe Music Network, from a band from the Omaha area. Not a Wisconsin band this time, but that's okay.
We can spread the wealth.
They're Echo Bliss, and this is Shed My Skin on the BadgerCast. Save Music Network. That was Echo Bliss.
Echoing yourself.
And Shed My Skin. I know I didn't hit the mute button fast enough. And you can find Echo Bliss at echobliss.com.
Well, while we were discussing during that music break, I asked what that last Cheesehead city was. And you said that we had no calls and couldn't remember, but you had a different idea.
Well, we're going to put the name that Cheesehead Town or Wisconsin City
on a back burner.
On hiatus.
On hiatus.
It's going on vacation up to northern Wisconsin. Maybe never to be seen again. But.
So if that happens, I won't get the Kenosha calls?
Well, you still might. But anyway.
Damn.
We have something new coming up, but not this week. I didn't get a chance to do anything with it. It's going to be called, or something like, called the Blue Book Moment or Blue Book Fact. And the Blue Book, for those of you who did not grow up in Wisconsin, they have this shoved down your throat.
Well, back up there. I've been in Wisconsin a long time. I didn't completely grow up in Wisconsin. I have no clue what you're talking about.
The Blue Book is Wisconsin's yearly almanac of facts and trivia, basically.
Is this like the Blue Laws?
No, it's nothing to do with the Blue Laws, but
okay.
It's basically has all of the demographic and town facts and laws and other Wisconsin trivia. And it used to come before the intertubes. It used to come out every year in a blue book, and it would be in the library, and you would have to go as a kid to say, for your report on Kenosha, let's say.
Oh, I guess we're going to have to start off with Kenosha now.
You know, that would give you the, you know, the population of Kenosha, Kenosha County, all the municipalities in Kenosha, who is the mayor of Kenosha.
Okay, I get the general drift as everybody else does, I think.
So we'll have Wisconsin facts coming from the Blue Book, or probably what's now known as Wisconsin.gov.
Okay.
Next time.
Okay. Well, that brings me to what's Julie reading? And I'm thinking I need to find some little intro for that somewhere along the line.
There you go. Hey, well, for our...
We'll see. We'll see what we can come up with in our spare time. Wherever that is. But for what I've been reading lately, I had found an author. Her name is Margaret Maron, M-A-R-O-N. And she writes a series of books about a Southern lawyer turned judge. And there are, I think there's like 8, 9, 10 books in the series. And they're very good. They have the Southern charm thing with it. And then the, you know, the political thing. They're very good books. So I just finished the series. And I'm really wishing she puts out another one. The last one, which was trying to think of the name in it. Well, I'll have a link on the show notes to go to her site, and you can look at it. I believe it's the Bootlegger series or something. Or no, not Bootlegger series, the Judge Knot series. They're very good. The other...
Please remind me to write it down for me so I can put it in.
I guess I could do that. And the one I'm waiting for, it's not out of the library or to the library and to me yet, is a new book by Sandra Brown, her newest book. And I will also put a link to that because her books are decent too. So that's what I'm reading.
All right, next time we'll have another Cheesehead Spotlight, but we kind of blew past it this time.
I did not. You did.
Anyway, so we're going to make this show a little shorter than our normal.
Yes.
Hopefully with the promise that we'll come back in earlier.
2 weeks?
2 weeks, maybe?
We've gone 4, now 3. We could get it to 2.
All right, so we'll get out of here.
I'm thinking every 2, excuse me, is doable.
Doable, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And next time we'll have show notes too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of forcing you to sit down today, aren't I?
Yes.
And not just for this one.
That's why this one's shorter.
Okay.
So we're going to leave you with a artist from the PodSafe Music Network and Aerial Records. And
talk into the mic.
I'm looking at the thing.
Well,
it is the break and repair method.
Oh! I forgot one more thing.
Okay.
I If you like stained glass, and I love stained glass, one of the first podcasts I actually started listening to, and I think you started me on it, was called The Audio Pandemic Show.
And you can still find their archive at audiopandemicshow.com.
Or, I don't know if it's still up. I thought it was still up, Naked Brain Radio.
Yep.
Yep. And one of the co-hosts of that show is Tasha. And Tasha had recently put a link to her stained glass that she does on Twitter. And I went and checked it out. And you can go check out some of her stuff if you want to look at stained glass and what she's doing at njglassarts.com. And you can take a look at a couple of the things that she's posted. And currently on her website, the second picture is a snowman. And that is the one that I requested for her to do for me because I collect snowmen and I wanted something special this year. So she very graciously designed something, and we worked out a little deal there and payment thing. And I got it this week, and it's absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Tasha.
It's great looking. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get out of here with the break and repair method with...
Before we go, you've already said the phone number.
We're never leaving.
Yes.
We're never leaving.
We are going to leave, but you got to tell them how to get a hold of us.
Well, if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can write us at thebadgercast@gmail.com or thephilosophyguyshow@gmail.com. And if they'd like to get a hold of you...
They can get a hold of me at badgercast.com, or they can get a hold of me at motivatedwomen.com.
All right. Is that enough? Twitter, Facebook, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, barely.
All right. The break and repair method.
Good night, guys.